Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Fights, fights, fights are breaking out on the convention floor at this year's Turning Point USA America Fest. This is obviously the first convention they've held post-Charlie Kirk, and it's really interesting because it seems like Charlie was holding the coalition together in a unique way, and now that he's gone, you see Ben Shapiro and Tucker Carlson literally going back and forth, taking jabs at each other on stage. You see fights breaking out on the ground between more far-right Nick Fuentes-aligned people and the more center-right people who are trying to hold the conservative movement back from entering that really, really Nazi territory. So it's interesting because there were rumors for months that Ben Shapiro, was going to take the stage and use this as an opportunity to call out Nick Fuentes, Tucker Carlson, and the far right flank of his movement that honestly, genuinely is engaging in some very deep hatred towards Jewish people, towards other countries. It's some really sick stuff coming from the Nick Fuentes wing, and Tucker Carlson is normalizing that. Now, Ben Shapiro hasn't really cared about bigotry within his movement for the past decade. Ben Shapiro doesn't really care that much about bigotry towards minorities like trans people or black people. But once the Jewish community is involved, Ben Shapiro is now taking a huge stance with a lot of moral clarity, which he should. Anti-Semitism is awful, but it's just funny to see where he draws the line in particular. But this reads from Max Tani. Semaphore reported earlier this year that Ben Shapiro had planned to use the major Turning Point USA event to challenge Tucker Carlson. And it looks like he went through with it. Even beyond that, more fights were breaking out on the convention center floor. Let me show you this one between conservative John Doyle almost getting in a fist fight with a far-right Groiper. This was happening a lot there.
Whoa, calm down, man. You got mad and said that Groiper's are actually getting south. Look up here.
And who bent the knee after that, though? Who bent the knee after that one?
What do you mean,
who bent the knee after that?
Who did?
Nick.
Nick bent the knee?
Yeah.
To John Doyle?
He went on the show and it's like, oh, yeah, I insulted him. He insulted me, the little, like, gateway he talks or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So it's still beef, still animosity, I see.
There's no animosity.
But he just said, oh, the gateway he talks, he's
not,
resolution.
Well, he's not a serious person.
That's really? He's not. He's not getting millions of people to watch him. I go to the high schools and most of the students there are watching Nick.
Why are you going to high school?
This is some weird-ass, loser-ass, meat-riding shit. So this guy on the left, who talks exactly like Nick Fuentes, is defending the amount of views that Nick Fuentes gets in front of a group of other guys. Dude, why are you, as a fully grown man, defending another fully grown man's view and subscriber counter on the convention center floor? And a fight breaks out because of it. This is some intense shit. He's like, Nick Fuentes has more followers than you. And he's like, no, he doesn't. They're just fighting like actual losers. And then John Doyle squares up. Listen, I don't think you should fist fight over politics, but I'm always going to be taking the side of the person who's not the Nazi. And in this case, this guy is not the Nazi.
Charlie Kirk's event paying off tribute to his legacy. And if you're going to come up to terms, you're lucky I signed that fucking deal. If I were independent, I would break the fucking
deal. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's going on here? He said, you're lucky I signed that deal because if I were independent, I would break your face or whatever the hell. What's going on in this conservative chud convention? To continue, to lay the groundwork here, while support for the president and contempt for the left has united conservative media for years, Gaza has been a driving wedge between two of the right's biggest names. And honestly, I kind of disagree with that framing. Yes, Tucker Carlson does talk about Gaza, but Tucker Carlson is a dishonest, bad faith actor who has been lying for the past decade about every belief that he holds. There were text messages showing that Tucker Carlson didn't believe the election was rigged. Tucker Carlson in 2020 didn't like Trump, and he knew the election was not stolen. Yet he went on to Fox News every single night and said the election was stolen. Because of that, Fox News lost $800 million in a lawsuit, in a settlement, because Tucker Carlson blatantly lied. So please, do not fall for whatever Tucker Carlson says. And it's so obvious when Tucker Carlson then has a Holocaust denier. I'm not talking about Nick Fuentes. He had another Holocaust denier on a few months ago who was questioning who the good guy in World War II was. Just think about that. He said maybe The good guys lost World War II, and Tucker Carlson did not push back. And then Nick Fuentes comes on the podcast and says some crazy stuff about Stalin, talks about Jewish people in a derogatory manner, and Tucker Carlson does not push back. This is all a front to gain power and to gain more notoriety and to consolidate a movement. I get emails from people in my audience, and it scares me. People in my audience who say, Adam, you should listen more to Tucker. His heart is really in it now. I'm sorry, but I do not believe a word Tucker Carlson says, and you shouldn't either. But to continue, in recent months, conservative commentator Ben Shapiro has repeatedly criticized Tucker Carlson. In a video in June, he said he disagreed with Carlson's views on American foreign policy in the Middle East. And in an interview promoting his book, he described Carlson as a part of a group of ideological scavengers whose politics are highly grievance-oriented. And this isn't me taking Ben Shapiro's side here, but Tucker is not a good faith actor. In recent months, Shapiro has told at least one person privately that he planned to denounce Carlson in a speech at Turning Point USA before Charlie Kirk was shot and killed. Now, they didn't know if it was still going to happen, but it still happened. I want to show you this back and forth because the series of events is wild. Erica Kirk headlines the event. Erica Kirk was the big speech, the main speech, as she should be. I mean, she's the husband of Charlie Kirk. She gives the main headlining speech. Ben Shapiro is then the next person to take the stage. In my mind, this is an explicit endorsement from Erica Kirk to Ben Shapiro's message. Erica Kirk very clearly has control over the programming of her own Turning Point USA event as the head. So when Ben Shapiro immediately follows Erica Kirk, I take that as an endorsement of Ben Shapiro's message from Erica Kirk. Then Tucker Carlson takes the stage about one or two speakers after. There's Russell Brand in the middle. Russell Brand like melts down on stage, does his weird shit. And then afterwards, Tucker Carlson comes back and directly swings at what Ben Shapiro said. Let me play you the 90-second clip that's going viral of Ben Shapiro calling out Tucker, like to his face. Like Tucker's like waiting for his speech in the audience. He's about to go on and they're battling with each other at TPUSA. That's why this article says, MAGA honors Charlie Kirk by fighting like dogs at his big bash. Let's watch this clip.
But even if it were true that other public figures were our best friends, our very best friends, that does not relieve us of our duty to speak out of principle and not to cover up evil or shy away from addressing it out of friendship. So no, Tucker Carlson, it is not an excuse to go silent on Candace's targeting of TPUSA. Or to mirror her bullshit lines of questioning because you love Candace personally. The same holds true of Megyn Kelly, a person I consider a friend, characterizing Candace as a young mother and thus shying away from condemning her actions or fibbing about them. That is a non-starter. Meghan Markle is a young mother. Ilhan Omar is a young mother. That doesn't matter. And when Meghan said this week, quote, my goal and my job here is to try to understand, yes, where Candace is coming from on this, and says she sees no purpose in inserting herself, quote, into this on one side, that is a moral and logical absurdity. There is only one moral side here, Erica Kirk's side. You know, the side of the widow with two children, whose husband was shot live on camera in front of all of us. Friendship with the person accusing TPUSA of a cover-up of Charlie's murder is no excuse for cowardice.
So he's essentially calling other speakers cowards at this Turning Point USA event, a direct rebuke to other speakers. Now, Tucker Carlson takes the stage 1 hour later and directly, not directly, but indirectly debates the words that Ben Shapiro said an hour before. I guess for it to be directly, they would have to be debating one-on-one, but they're like taking jabs at each other like schoolgirls back and forth on stage. So after Ben Shapiro gives this speech, a young student comes up and asks him about the USS Liberty. It's a conspiracy theory that Ben Shapiro shoots down.
During your speech, truth as the most important tenet of American conservatism. Why therefore did you call irrelevant the Israeli attack in 1967 on the USS Liberty, which left dozens of American servicemen dead and hundreds wounded?
So what I actually said is that if we're looking at modern Israeli-American relations, looking at an attack that happened mistakenly by multiple Navy reports, multiple Israeli reports, and all available evidence, and using that attack in order to undermine today's relations between Israel and America, that's irrelevant.
If you're wondering what they're debating, it is a highly contentious conspiracy theory online that Israel and that Jewish people intentionally want to kill U.S. soldiers and did so back about 60 years ago in the form of the USS Liberty. Now, I first heard this in like a Nick Fuentes far-right debate that I was listening. I listen to a lot of debates, obviously, and I've only heard this being pushed by far-right Nick Fuentes fans. Here's the thing, there is a difference between just asking questions or by posing questions versus trying to lead a horse to water by posing questions that don't exactly give the prescription but lead you to the prescription. Like if you say something, imagine a far-right person says, isn't it weird that Black Americans commit more crimes than white Americans per capita? Now, they'd say that they're just asking a question. They'd be like, oh, it's just statistics. I'm just asking a question. But no, when you ask a question in that tone, isn't it weird that Black Americans do this? You're very clearly leading the horse to water. So the point here is, Tucker Carlson for the past year has been spreading this conspiracy theory with plausible deniability. And now Ben Shapiro gets confronted about it on stage and he debunks it decently.
And using that attack in order to undermine today's relations between Israel and America, that's irrelevant. As irrelevant as it would be to cite a piece of evidence from World War II or from 1776 to define America's relations with, for example, Great Britain or Germany today. That does not mean that the attack wasn't horrible for the Americans involved, that it wasn't bloody and terrible. The Israeli government paid reparations to the people who were killed. If you look at the actual military record of what happened on the USS Liberty, it was clearly a mistaken and tragic attack. The people who frequently cite the USS Liberty, however, are not talking about the specifics of the USS Liberty. I suspect that the vast majority of people who bring this up are doing so in order to suggest that Israel deliberately attacked an American ship because Israel deliberately wants to harm America. It is connected generally with a larger point. I wonder if that's your point.
If the truth matters, then the Israeli government must be held accountable for that attack. The American flag was flying on that ship. You do not mistake an American ship for a foreign one when our flag is flying.
So, we can spend the rest of the time talking about the specifics of the U.S. Liberty attack, or you can actually go look at the naval investigations that were done, multiple naval investigations that were done. The reality is that people were flying Mirage planes for the Israeli military at the time. The USS Liberty was sailing in an area where it had essentially gone off-grid. The Israeli military mistook it for an Egyptian ship. They thought it was shelling Al Arish, which happened not to be true. In the initial attack, the American flag was knocked down, and then the attack went on for about 90 minutes, and then...
Okay, Ben Shapiro is right here, and Ben Shapiro is doing a good job debunking this, but I just want to say, this is a loss for Ben Shapiro broadly. The fact that Ben Shapiro is even debating conspiracy theories on stage at a Turning Point USA event is indicative of how far the movement has slid down the right-wing, far-right rabbit hole. The fact that Ben Shapiro, for the past 5 years, has been trying to keep Nick Fuentes out of the movement. He's been trying to stop any of these groypers from entering the movement. Now, here's the thing. If Nick Fuentes' big thing was hating on trans people or Mexican people, Ben Shapiro wouldn't give a shit. He wouldn't keep Nick Fuentes out of the movement. But Nick Fuentes' big thing is how much he hates Jewish people. And Ben Shapiro has been trying for 5 years, 10 years maybe, to keep this out of the movement. He's been trying to act as a bulwark, but now he is on stage at the most mainstream conservative event. And what do you see? You see far-right teenagers, or maybe that guy's a college student, asking these groiper questions. They call it getting groiped. He's getting groiped live on stage. And even though he debunks it, it's a loss for Ben Shapiro and for his wing of the movement as a whole. Ben Shapiro then went full scorched earth. He attacked Steve Bannon for being friends with Epstein. Then he called Candace Owens, quote unquote, retarded. Take a listen.
Steve Bannon, for example, accuses his foreign policy opponents of loyalty to a foreign country. He's not actually making an argument based in evidence. He's simply maligning people that he disagrees with, which is indeed par for the course from a man who was once a PR flack for Jeffrey Epstein. Check the record.
I don't know why the crowd is like booing like that. Ben Shapiro is right. Again?
Because we have a duty to truth, we also have a duty to provide you with evidence of the claims that we make. Emotive accusations, conspiracy theories, and just guessing questions, that's lazy and stupid and misleading. None of them are a substitute for truth. None of them are a substitute for evidence. So, when Candace Owens says, I don't know, but I know, that is retarded, and we are all more retarded for having heard it.
Ben Shapiro not holding back at this event. Here's how I read it. He's been sitting here for the past year, let's just say 6 months, seething, really mad that Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, and all of these people are gaining popularity. And I don't think it's good either. Listen, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, we need to be combating their ideas. But Ben Shapiro, it hits a little bit closer to home. This is the movement that he's a part of. He was friends with Tucker Carlson. So he's been seething very clearly for the past 6 months, probably been working on this speech for even longer. Remember, earlier in the video, I reported that this speech was planned before Charlie Kirk's death. Earlier this year, earlier in 2025, Shapiro told private sources that he wanted to use this stage to challenge Tucker Carlson, and now we see that manifesting. He's challenging Ben Shapiro, he's challenging Candace Owens and Nick Fuentes as well, but he's going scorched earth. In this clip, we see Tucker Carlson then go on stage about an hour later and respond to the Ben Shapiro clip of him debating that college student.
To question your motives, actually, why can't you answer the question? Why can't you answer that question? Why do you have to imply that some college kid is like some kind of Hitlerite or something because he's asking about an event? Like, what? By the way, it is okay to ask questions. And I thought that was like the whole reason we were against the left. They're not going to force you to get up there and make ritual denunciations because this isn't my religion, it's politics. By the way, your politics do not trump my love for other people.
I genuinely hate this dishonest scumbag. First of all, Ben Shapiro wasn't just implying that this random college student was a Hitlerite, Hitler youth. The college student asked the question directly from the Nick Fuentes far-right conspiracy. Secondly, Tucker Carlson does the thing that I just called out, where he says, we're just asking questions, but that's not what he's doing. There's a difference between asking a question in good faith. Like, asking a question in good faith could look like this. It could be, what is the legitimate reason that so many US politicians have such a deep, it feels like, loyalty to the state of Israel? Is it just money? Is it this? Like, what is the actual reason? You can genuinely have a conversation about that. You can genuinely ask this question. You can do all of that. But the types of questions that Tucker Carlson asks, the type of quote-unquote questions is, isn't it weird that 14,000 ballots just randomly showed up in the state of Georgia after Donald Trump said it was going to be rigged? Isn't that weird? You guys get what I'm saying here. When you ask a question and you frame it in such a way where it leads the person to a conclusion, and then you claim that you're just asking questions, it's bullshit. You're not just asking questions. You are trying to lead them to a prescription. So what I'm getting at throughout this video is that there is a schism in the MAGA movement. And I'm not on anyone's side in particular, but I view Tucker Carlson as a bad faith actor who is trying to sainwash the craziest of people like Nick Fuentes and other Holocaust deniers. Ben Shapiro, as a Jewish man, has every incentive to not let this type of bigotry enter his movement, because then he's fucked. He's next. It's like that one World War II quote where it says, first they came for the farmers, I said nothing. Then they came for the communists, I said nothing. Then they came for the Christians, I said nothing. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. I obviously butchered the quote, but Ben Shapiro is going through that right now. First, they went for black conservatives. He didn't say much. Then they went for these conservatives. He didn't say much. But now that he's the center of the ire, he is taking a huge stance. At the end of the day, on this channel, we are going to fight back against all forms of Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, all forms of bigotry, because we draw the line where bigotry starts. We don't draw the line when it starts affecting us. I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.